really quickly, if you were diagnosed with something specifically, this is like very specific, not just like, man, I sometimes have some pain in my right hand. I'm not talking about that. But if you were diagnosed with something, the doctor said, you're going to deal with this. Wave at me right now. Say, I've been diagnosed with something. And I want you to get out of your seat very quickly and come down here. I want to pray for you. I just felt the Lord tell me to do that really quickly. If that's not you, just clear out just for a minute. Very specifically, you've been diagnosed with something very specific. And the doctor said, now stay standing. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to lay hands on you. Stay standing. And just stand there. Come down here. Just lift your hands. This is so cool that God loves you so much that he interrupted this whole moment. He interrupted himself just for you. This is cool. So ushers, help me. Line them up. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for the healing power of your spirit and your anointing that's about to be released. God, I thank you for the atmosphere of miracles that's in this place. You were diagnosed with something specifically. The doctor said, you're going to struggle with this. This is something you're going to deal with the rest of your life. That's you. Now hurry up and get out of your seat. Get down here really quickly. I believe tonight these diagnoses are going to be reversed. And we're going to pray the next time you go back to the doctor that in the name of Jesus, this is done. It's finished. And that the lie of the enemy in your life was you're going to deal with this the rest of your life. But the promises of God are faithful to complete the work that he started in you. So now forget this. We're not going to allow this any longer. Satan, you have no position. You have no place. Look at me really quickly. Those that are down here, look at me really quickly. James chapter 4, verse 7 says this. It says that you have the authority over your life to resist the enemy, and he has to flee. James chapter 4, verse 7. James chapter 5, verse 16 says, the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man or a woman availeth much. The effectual means passionate, faith geared prayers of a righteous man. That's a right standing person with the Lord. Availeth much. This means he hears your prayers. So the verse we stood on when I wrote this song called Healing is Here with my friend Jonathan Stockton. We walked through a storm with my wife's health. And the verse that I grabbed a hold of that became my anthem was Isaiah 58:8. I quoted it just a few moments ago. And this is your verse tonight. Listen to these words. Just as sure, Isaiah 58:8, just as sure as the sun shall rise. Now listen to these words. None of us are concerned tonight. None of us are going to call a neighbor and say, hey, you there? Hey, you think the sun's going to show up tomorrow? They'd be like, are you okay? What's the matter with you? Did you take too much NyQuil? What's your problem? Why? Because we know the sun's going to show up. It might hide behind a cloud, but the truth is, it rises and it sets. It rises and it sets. Every day. Correct? We agree on this? Okay, this verse is saying to you, just as confident, one translation says, just as sure, that means you just know, it's a knowing. None of you, if I said, all right, here's the deal. Everybody, the man has been lying to you, and the sky is purple. It's bright purple. It's neon purple every day. You'd be like, what are you talking about? I'm like, listen, everyone has lied to you. It's bright purple. You would say, no, you're incorrect. Why? Because you know it's blue. You know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, you're fully convinced that it's blue. This verse is telling you to be fully convinced he's fighting for you. Be fully convinced that your healing is here. Be fully convinced without a shadow of a doubt that just as sure as the sun, Isaiah 58, and I'm going to speak this over you. Close your eyes, lift your hands, and listen to these words. Just as sure as the sun, just as confident as you are that the sun shall rise, your strength, this is the Bible, this isn't my opinion, your strength and your health shall spring forth speedily. And then it goes on and says, and the righteousness of God will go out in front of you, guiding and directing your steps. This is awesome. And then the last half of this verse says, and the glory of the Lord shall overtake you and have your rear guard. That means he's got your future. That means he's got your back. So just as confident as the sun rises and sets, be as confident that your strength is about to rise up inside of you. Jesus, I pray and thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, as I lay hands on my brother, Lord, I thank you that this His diagnosis is being reversed completely in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray and thank you that this diagnosis is being reversed. There it is, there it is, there it is. Receive it in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. And promotions come into your life. Increases come into your life. God, I pray and thank you in Jesus' name. Right now, in the name of Jesus, healing power. There it is, just receive it. Turn off your analytical thinking, your human-mindedness, and quit wearing all this. That's what I just heard the Lord say. She can't fix it. Tell her to let go of it. You can't fix it. In the natural, you're not able to. That's the right where you need to be to fully trust Him. So God, right now, in the name of Jesus, just heal her. Heal her right now, in the name of Jesus. There it is, just receive it. In Jesus' name, the top of her head and the soles of her feet, just receive it. There it is. Just receive it. There it is, there it is, there it is. Well, what are you doing? Well, the Bible says lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So we're just praying right now in the name of Jesus that this diagnosis is being reversed. Diagnoses are being reversed. Diagnoses are being reversed in the name of Jesus. The diagnoses are being fully reversed. There it is, there it is, there it is. In Jesus' name, just receive it. I feel it, I feel it, I feel it, I feel it. Just let it go. Don't hang on to it. Don't wear it. Don't make it part of your identity. Just release it. There it is. In Jesus' name. Your healing power is rising up inside. There it is. There it is. Just melt in His peace. There it is. There it is. In Jesus' name. God, I pray and thank you, Lord. He desperately longs for this and wants this to happen. I pray and thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon him. In the name of Jesus, that this diagnosis is being fully reversed. I mean, you're married? You have any kids? Come on, man. What's your kids' age? One? I just felt the Lord say this, and man, listen, I'm not a prophet by nature, but there's a prophetic gift that flows in the psalmist anointing, and a prophecy is something that already confirms something in your heart. It doesn't matter what you saw or how or what kind of example that you might have or might be mimicking, you're a phenomenal dad. I just feel like the Lord's coming to tell you that. See, you are paving the way for your family and who you are as a father. So you just keep being who you are. And you be the man of God. You pray. You put the whole armor over your wife and your baby girl every day. The feet of peace, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit, and the helmet of salvation. You put that on them every day. I pray it over my family every day. I wake up and I say, God, I apply, and I speak it over my wife and my kids every day. So God, I pray and thank you for my brother that you're reversing that diagnosis. Reversing that diagnosis. There it is, in Jesus' name. You're reversing this diagnosis in the name of Jesus. In the name, there it is, just receive it. Yeah, I feel it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you that you are fixing this. You're healing this. Now the broken, missing, or incomplete. Everything's balanced. It's completely and totally made whole. In Jesus' name, reverse this thing. Lift this weight, this heaviness, this stress, this lingering just noise, just lift it off of her right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you are reversing this right now. There it is, just receive it. So get that, man, yeah. In the name of Jesus, you're reversing this thing in the name of Jesus. There it is, my God. Felt that, Lord, I just receive it. We receive it, we release it. And right now, in the name of Jesus, just laugh 450 times a day, the average adult 15. have a lot more joy. He used to have a laugh that was contagious. And the Lord is giving you that joy back. He's fixing and healing your heart fully in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Set free from this. It's lifting off of you. And I want you to start speaking. Just close your eyes and listen to me. I want you to start speaking value over your life. You believe your voice louder, and you believe the voice you speak, your voice, more than anybody else's. I'm worthless. I'm not pretty. I got bad luck with guys. I got this. I got that. I'm this. I'm that. You'll start buying that and you'll start believing that. When you start speaking worth over your life, I'm a daughter, I'm royalty, I'm beautiful, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and you begin to speak life over you. And God will turn and fix, and He'll turn all things into good for your life. You got some baggage, you got some things that you're frustrated about, and you've got a blessing in the midst of it, I felt the Lord just say. So in the midst of the baggage, there's a blessing. And so you take this, cultivate and you foster, and you walk out your life as a daughter. Lord, I pray and thank you in the name of Jesus. And I don't know what this toxic stuff and relationships and all that mess that's lingering, but God said, tell her to let it go and tell her to focus on what I have blessed her with and I have given her. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you. You start believing, you start knowing your value, you start knowing your worth. Treating yourself and beating yourself up and waking up every day and regretting life. You were not called to survive life. You were called to thrive in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for reversing this diagnosis in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Just receive it. In Jesus' name. Sure. And there's a prayer anointing on your life. God will wake you up in the middle of the night and give you names and faces. And sometimes you're like, that's so weird. I haven't thought about that lady in 20 years. It's God getting your attention, because when you pray, heaven hears. So you keep praying. The prayers of a righteous woman, man. The prayers, James chapter 5, verse 16, availeth much. So God, I pray and thank you for this anointing that's on her. It's an intercessory anointing. God, in the name of Jesus, just receive it. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you that you're reversing this diagnosis. You're healing my brother. Sometimes you can connect and disconnect like a spectator, but if you're here tonight, you're still hooked up, stretch your hands out towards your family members and your loved ones. Lord, I thank you that this diagnosis is being reversed. Breakthrough in Jesus' name. Breakthrough fully in Jesus' name. Breakthrough fully in Jesus' name. 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 Breakthrough fully in the name of Jesus. There's some things that you don't fully let go of and you compartmentalize and you're like, well, God, I trust you with all this, but I'll fix these on my own. God said, I want all of it. Just let go of all of it, withholding nothing. Yeah, there it is. In Jesus' name. God, I thank you that you are in the healing business and you're reversing this diagnosis and fixing and healing. There it is. I thank you, Lord God, for peace. Thank you, Lord God, for peace. Just keep hearing that over and over and over. Peace. You're a worshiper. You love worshiping the Lord. You love. Come on, just lift your hands. Lord, I pray and thank you that you are downloading just a new freshness to her walk with you. And Jesus, I pray and thank you that your hand is upon her. Jesus' name. I'm not afraid to miss it. But I just felt like the Lord said she didn't need to wear it. It wasn't her fault. You don't need to wear it. It's not your fault. So don't beat yourself up and blame yourself over it. If I missed it, I'm not afraid to, but if that confirms something. But Lord, I just pray and thank you, Lord God, that there's perfect peace, perfect love that's cast out all fear, anxiety, and that you're fully reversing this diagnosis, this thing that she came down for. You're fully reversing it. And God, I just thank you in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name, Jesus' name, Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Energy, strength, energy. a runner? Do you like running? Do you run?
No.
Did you do all that stuff? Huh? Awesome. I don't know. Just saw you running. Saw you praying for people. Cool. All right, we're keep moving on. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you're reversed. Just let go of our hand if you won't mind. Just lift your hands. God, I thank you that you are reversing this diagnosis and fixing healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you love her. You love her, God. You love her. You love her, Jesus. Jesus' name. There it is. Just receive it. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. There's my little buddy. Good to see you again. Jesus, I thank you that you're fixing and loving on. Continuing to give her strength. This year, you're coming in your own, even in your small little dynamite package. You're coming in your own because you're going to find out who you are in Christ. Not who people say you are, or what you might not be, or what you this, or what you that. You're going to find your identity in Christ. It's all that matters. So search for that with all of your heart. Look at me real quick. Don't allow these emotional encounters with Jesus be your roller coaster of how you draw close to him. Draw close to him every day. Don't let July and camp and these worship nights, like, this is the moments that there's these emotional roller coaster moments where like, I love you, Lord, I love you. And then life catches you again. And I love you, God, I love you. And then life catches you again. There should be a consistency in just your daily walk with the Lord where everything that tries to touch you and everything that tries to harm you and everything that tries to derail you would bounce off of you because of the life of God in you. So come into these worship nights, come into these worship moments, come into these services every time, even if the music is terrible. And I'm not saying it's terrible, but even if it's songs you don't like, just worship the Lord, find that secret place, that wrap me in your arms, take me to that place, Lord, where I find you every day in your life, and out of the overflow, you'll really find who you are in Christ. It's awesome. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, I pray for my friend. I thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon her. I thank you, Lord God, that you are with her. There's always a shift that happens, and I'm always waiting on it, and this was the moment. So awesome. Thank you for the ones that stuck around. I always want to be sensitive to these moments. Reach my hands to the heavens. Lift my eyes where my help comes from. Said some things were stolen from you. So lift your hands. Lord, I pray and thank you. He's blessing it and bringing it back. He's not done with you yet. Your hands and your stature as not only a man, but a man of God, you're built for increase, but you're built because he trusts you. You're built for pressure. And Lord, I pray and thank you that whatever was stolen, whatever was taken, Lord, I just felt the Lord said, oh, this is good. This is good. Just stand here and receive this. A prophetic man who has a voice in our life, his name is Dean Sykes. He's so right on accurate. That's amazing. He prayed for my wife and I at one point a few years ago. He said there's a window of heaven that's opening. It's a 30-day like window of favor. Acts chapter 4, verse 33 says, as the disciples were walking around and they were bragging and boasting about the resurrection of Jesus, the great grace came upon them. And that great grace was evident to all. It brought favor and joy and all this really cool stuff. So Dean Sykes speaks over my wife and I and said, that great grace is opening over you, but don't ask God for little things. Don't ask God for things that are simple, but pray God-sized prayers. And he said, I'll answer them. So this is a true story. My wife, it's a few years ago, my wife in that 30-day window said, I want a baby. And I'm like, no. And she got pregnant and we had our baby. I asked for a bus. A dairy farmer paid $360,000, gave us a $360,000 free gift to buy us a bus. In that 30-day window, we became debt-free. We found supernatural favor with our lease building. Somebody sold $35,000 in a remodeling thing. One thing after another, we saw in that window of favor. And I felt the Holy Spirit say, tell him that window of favor is opening over his house and to pray God-sized prayers. Pray God-sized prayers. And you're going to get to the end of this year. What might have started a little rocky will actually end up your greatest year of increase you've ever experienced. And I can't wait to hear the testimonies in the name of Jesus. That's so awesome. That's great. Pastor Peggy, can I pray for you? Brother Mike, can I pray for you? I felt like the Lord said, just lift your hands and close your eyes. And again, I'm not worried about missing this, but I feel a freshness coming over your life again. And I felt the Lord say this specific line. This thing is about to get fun again. And I'm not, listen, I've been in ministry full-time since 2000. We've had some serious roller coasters. Church planting and pastoring is insane. I have no idea why we've done it other than the Holy Spirit telling us to. But I feel like the Lord said there's a freshness coming over your ministry and this thing is about to get fun again, where you actually wake up every day. And I know you enjoy this and you love your people. But man, ministry is hard. It's thankless. People come and go. They tell you, I love you. I'm going to be with you. And then like 2 hours later, they stab you in the back and they leave. It's just life. It's ministry. God said this thing is about to get fun again. It's about to get fresh again. And there's a new passion and a new excitement and a new level of anointing, new creativity and great increase coming to your house. Great increase coming over this church where dreams and desires and things y'all wanted to do, God will say, do this. And you'll say, okay, Lord. And people will come along and say, and we're going to help pay for it. So Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you for the supernatural favor, the blessing. There it is. Lord, Peggy needs this. Just this fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Shoot. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Just a freshness, a revival anointing. Freshness, a freshness. In the name of Jesus, a freshness, God. In Jesus' name. My God has already given you a voice in the lives of really broken people. But there's a whole nother level of misfits and people that are the forgottens. The people that people are like, really? You minister to those people? But with that, I feel and I see businessmen and people coming alongside of you and saying, we're going to pay for this. We're going to help you with this. Inner city outreach stuff, teen pregnancy stuff, some stuff that God is tying all these things together. There's some things in your heart that have been there for 18, 19, 20 years, and you're about to see them come to full fruition. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Freshness. And there it is. That is awesome. That is awesome. That is awesome. Guys, it's so needed. You know, the local church is so needed. Psalms 92:13 says, blessed is the man who's planted in the house of the Lord, and they will flourish in the courts of their God. The local church is not something you do for symbolic purposes. That's what Catholics do. That's what religion does. You show up, you confess your issues to the priest, you go live like hell during the week, and then you come back and do it again. But relationship says, my roots are deep. My roots are deep. I'll serve the house of God. I'll lift the arms of the men and women that I'm called to, and we'll go take on hell with a water pistol and reach people all over the community for Jesus Christ. That's what a healthy local church does. And then people get set free and delivered and healed, and lives are changed and transformed. It's a beautiful thing. It's amazing. So if you're here tonight and maybe somebody invited you and lied to you and said there was going to be a concert and you came and I wasn't wearing leather pants and there wasn't a full band and you were like, this was a no concert. Maybe somebody lied to you and you're looking for a good local church, or maybe you just stumbled in this building tonight and you're looking for a home church. You don't have to look anywhere else. Welcome home. Man, get your roots down deep. Plant yourself in the house of God. Start tithing. Start giving. I don't have any money. Start sowing towards it. Start sowing your time. Come and clean some toilets. Put your foot in a trash can and push the trash down. And put your roots down here and watch God begin to allow abundant waters to feed your family and your home. And you'll walk out of these doors changed. I'm telling you, I live it out every day. How many of y'all are called to this house? This is your church. This is your church. That's so awesome. And that blesses me. How many of y'all came from Faith Family with Pastor Mike and Crew? Oh, very. Now, y'all see how you split, like the Red Sea, y'all split the room a little bit? Some segregation. We need to just, I'm just kidding. But listen, don't dismiss the voice of God through your pastors. Don't get flippant. Don't let, y'all can be seated if you can. If you're laid out, it's okay. And we're transitioning. Some of y'all are like, I cannot believe this is a marathon. We're almost done. This is, hey, listen, I'm open to the Holy Spirit. I'm not, we got nothing else to do except go get food and go to sleep. That's it. Lord Dower and I are here. We're just hanging out. But don't get flippant. Don't allow familiarity to get in. And when familiarity gets in, you'll start sitting in the back and then you won't come to church and then you'll come once a month and think that that's full time. Don't allow familiarity to get in. Well, that's just Peggy. No, 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 that's Pastor Peggy. That's just Mike. No, that's Pastor Mike. Don't allow familiarity to get in. Respect the mantle and the anointing of God. Respect what God is doing through the houses, and then support and lift their arms and pray for your leaders. Pray for them every day. But I got a crew that prays for me every time I travel. Well, I pray for Pastor Daniel. I plead Psalms 91 protection upon him. That everywhere he travels, just like the 276 men who were safe on the boat with Paul when he was being shipped off to prison. When he's being shipped off to prison, God, you protected all those men on that boat when the storm arose because you were with Paul. Because you were with Paul, everybody was safe. Lord, you're with Pastor Daniel. Everybody on board, every flight he's on is safe. Every car he drives in, every car he gets a ride in, they're safe. We have people that pray over me every time I travel. Well, that seems like a real waste of time. No, I'm telling you, there's no distance in prayer. People are lifting the arms of my wife and I so that we can release a sound in a city that's really desperate. It really needs a touch of God. And then the beautiful thing about the local church, the beautiful thing about the body of Christ is you all make up part of the body. Some of y'all make up the foot. Some of y'all make up the wrist. I make up the nose. I mean, we all make up a part of the body. That's the beautiful thing about the local church. But then the most amazing thing to me is the lives that are connected to your destiny. That your pastors can't ever reach, but in your sphere of influence, in your job, your daily influence, when you're at restaurants and hitting up Starbucks and you're hanging out with people and all your friends and your homies and your relationship and all that stuff, your lives is people attached to your destiny. And it's the overflow of your root system inside the local church. I'm telling you. I don't know why I'm saying all that. Maybe some of you are wishy-washy. Maybe some of you are struggling with showing up on time, showing up and worshiping. Maybe you're flippant with your attendance and flippant with that. Listen, I'm not about numbers. I could care less about numbers. I'm all about creating an army of people that will go out and do some damage to the kingdom of darkness. And that comes, come on, that comes with good, healthy churches. Hear this, deep roots produce healthy fruit. So where you have deep roots as a church member is healthy fruit that will flourish in your lives. Young people, plant. College age, plant. Moms and dads, plant. Get rooted and grounded in the Word. Get rooted and grounded in the local house. Yeah. Father, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for the sound that's been released. Jesus, I pray and I thank you, Lord, that this isn't just written off as another night. This isn't written off as a flippant night. This isn't written off as just a night of worship that we decided to do here in Lake Worth. No, God, this was a set-aside moment, an encounter with you, a burning bush moment for some, where you called out of the bush and you called them by name. They've reestablished their identity in you. They were refreshed. We've been refreshed in your presence, and now we give you the worship and the praise and the glory that you're due. Say this with me. Say, Jesus, I love you more right now than I've ever loved you before. Come on, one more time. Lift your hands and say, Jesus, I love you more right now than I've ever loved you before. Awesome, awesome, awesome. We're going to transition here just for a moment, and then we're going to move on. I'm not going to be real long. If the ushers can help me out. Pastor Peggy asked me go ahead and take up our own offering. I'm real, real simple about a love offering. Daniel Air Grows Ministries, what we do on the road, our church, it's good ground. Man, we're integrous. Every penny that comes in, we use it to reach people for Jesus. It's people like you that help people like me go and help us go all around the world. The coolest part about our ministry that God breathed on us March 16th of 05 was he said, I want you to go to churches. I want you to demand nothing. I want you to ask for no honorarium, and I want you to go for a love offering, whatever they can sow. And then at your product table, I want you to be generous there. And like the Lord just kind of laid out this whole plan for us. And so for now, full-time, 10 full-time years, we've traveled all over the world, romanced thousands of people to Jesus, and we've never asked one church, these are my demands. There better be 500 people there. You got to give us $5,000. You got to pay for this. You got to pay for that. Now, we just show up. We release the sound. Whatever y'all can bless us with, man, we keep moving on. But the coolest part about local churches are we've gone to churches that can't hardly give anything. And we've gone to other churches that help us get to four or five other churches. And so it's people like you, like I said, that help make us go. The Bible says that God loves a cheerful giver. Don't do it grudgingly. Don't do it half-heartedly or flippantly. There's no pressure or obligation. But there is something that happens when you sow a seed that represents time away from your family, when you sow a seed into good ground. And there's a cultivated ground of worship and restoration and miracles that the Lord has entrusted us with. And y'all can help us continue moving on. Tuesday, we drive to Keystone Heights. We do another night of worship in Keystone Heights, Florida, which I don't even know where that's at. We're driving there. We're just going to map it, show up, and just have fun. And then we're driving back to Orlando to East Coast Believers Church on Wednesday. Then we fly home on Thursday. I've got a meeting on Thursday night, and Friday we preach on Easter, and then I fly to the next places. So, man, we just keep on moving between the anointing and large amounts of espresso. We're able to reach people for Jesus. So I'm going to pray over your seed, whatever the Lord puts on your heart to give. And then Lordell and I, when we end here, we're going to go out to the product table, and I'd love for you to come out and grab one of these Healing Is Here live albums. The way we're doing it is they're $15, or you can do it in a package deal where you can actually get it and another thing for $20. It's pretty cool. I'll explain it when we go out there, and we take credit cards and all that stuff as well. But let me pray over your seed tonight. Father, I thank you for the seed that's being sown in the ground of Daniel Agro's Ministries and Anthem of Hope Church. God, I pray and thank you for all my friends and family that are sowing tonight, that are helping make us go. Lord, the good news, the gospel, the Great Commission, it all takes money to go reach people. And this is not a snake oil, ShamWow, infomercial spiel to try to get money out of people. God, my heart, with integrity and honor and an upright, self-controlled life, is thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be entrusted with the ministry to go around and release the sound of hope to people. So God, as you've tugged on the hearts of your friends and your sons and daughters tonight to sow in to our ministry, Lord, I just pray that every dime comes back to them and blesses them with a supernatural harvest. Now, Father, I also thank you for the sound that was released tonight, a breakthrough of miracles and signs and wonders. At the end of the day, the money is not a big deal. you're going to provide it anyways. You're our source. The real breakthrough has been people's lives that have been fully changed and transformed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Do y'all pass buckets? How do we do that here? Is that what we're doing? Ushers, can you pass some buckets or bags? Very, 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 very cool. Man, you guys are, this is like a marathon tonight. I'm not used to this in America anymore. I'm really not. I'm not used to it in the States anymore. Normally it's like 59 minutes of freedom and you better be out the door. And I mean, y'all, we've been going almost 3 hours and it does not feel like it. That's awesome. It's awesome. Pastor Peggy, I believe this with all my heart. When I was in San Pedro Sula, Honduras, we had 6,000 people show up to the downtown arena in San Pedro Sula. There was a tropical storm that settled into the island, and over 3,000 people gathered 3 days before the event and hunkered down next to the building. They put billboards all over San Pedro Sula that said, worship event, Jesus is going to be there, and people just showed up in droves. Here in America, you got to do some real swindling. Like, hey, we're going to give away a free TV and some bikes, and then people show up. But I believe a time is coming in America that we can advertise, hey, we're having a worship night. Who's going to be there? Jesus. Okay, cool. I'm showing up. I believe it's coming again. This is great proof and evidence of people that are hungry for God, though. This is amazing. 3 hours of people just hanging out in the presence of God. We're so convenient driven. We want everything to be perfect. We hate commercials. We want to watch The Voice with no commercials. We want to turn on American Idol and be like, what is this? And your parents are like, that's a commercial. And you're like, this is weird. That's the society we live in now. Everything's hurry up and wait. But the beautiful, I'm just stalling right now because you're passing stuff. But the beautiful thing about this is people that are hungry for God that say, let's take the city together. So tomorrow morning at 3:30 a.m., we're going to get up and we're going to march around the building 7 times. I'm just playing. I'm not going to do that. So some of y'all are going to be here. That would be amazing. Oh, my gosh. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior tonight, before we dismiss, and you say, Pastor D, I want to get my life right with God, I'm not going to make you close your eyes. Take a stand for him tonight. He'll save you. He'll fix your life. He'll heal you. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, wave at me. Everybody's okay? Thanks, bud. I appreciate you. You know Jesus or you don't? You do? Awesome. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, wave at me. You want to know him tonight? I'm going to pray for you. Anybody at all? You say, Pastor D, I want to get my life right with Jesus. Man, we're all believers. That's great. It's good news. Awesome. All right, I'm going to turn this over to Pastor Peggy, I think. And Lord Dow and I are going to go out to the table, and we will see you in just a momento. Am I turning over to you? Is that what we're doing? Just stall long enough for me to get out there, okay? Sing a song. Go ahead and sing something. Give Pastor Peggy a hand. She's going to sing a song for you.